Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle here on KAOS 89.3 FM, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random and playing those songs as the answer to your questions. During the first hour, we do that with CDs, where we ask you to call in and we answer the questions that you ask by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player and pressing shuffle function. But in the second hour, especially when we have a live guest, well, really only when we have a live guest, we ask that live guest to come in with a list of 8 songs, numbered 1 through 8. And then when you call in and ask a question, we ask you to ask the question and then pick a number between 1 and 8, and the artist plays that song. And tonight, that artist is none other than a man we like to call Paul Plagans. Paul, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Thank you, Andras.
I put the mic a little closer to your face, or maybe turn him up a little.
All right, here I am.
That's a little better. So, Paul.
Yes.
You had quite a long drive to get here from Los Angeles, right? You're from Los Angeles.
Well, it's been 2.5 years that I've been here now, so.
That was a tour that just ran aground? And
yeah, basically.
The sirens of Olympia?
I think I'm an Olympian now.
A lot of people think you're an Olympian now.
I mean, if that's okay with you, yes.
It's okay. Yes. We have plenty of Olympians like you come in for the good times.
But, you know, you can take the boy out of Hollywood, but you can't take the Hollywood out of the boy, you know?
I know. Believe me.
You know.
I have plenty of Hollywood friends who I would say that's true of. Even swimming, you can't get the Hollywood boys out of. Anyway, Paul.
Yes.
You're here on Radio 8 Ball. The number is 867-5267-360-867-KAOS. People are going to be calling in and asking questions. How do you feel about that?
I think it's great. I think it's going to be fun.
It's going to be. It is.
I'm hoping to, you know, supply some interesting answers.
Yeah?
Yes.
I get a question if we don't have a question from another caller, but I've already asked two, so. And then one caller asked a question about my question. So I've had, like, three. But if we don't have a caller at 867-5267-360-867-KAOS, I do have a question for you, Paul.
Okay.
So...
Are you going to wait and see if the phones light up here?
No, I'm just preparing to ask it. My question for you.
Uh-huh.
And it's not my question for you, Paul, although it does involve you.
Hmm.
You kind of know what I'm about to ask?
No.
I'm wondering if I'm going to manage to snake my way onto the Paul Plagans McCartney Express.
Right.
The Paul Plagans by way of Rusty, by way of McCartney Express,
right,
on Thursday, November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be in the elite group that sorties back to meet Sir Paul? Just to say, do I get backstage at the Paul McCartney show? And I would like to play song number 3.
Okay. I hear music. Now it's gone. Okay. Do you want me to tell you the name of the song or just bust into it?
Just bust into it.
Okay, here we go.
It's great that you're still with us. I never thought that you would last. Don't say the party's over. Let's have fun with broken glass. And though you're feeling down, the world's still turning around. So kick off your dancing shoes and let's cut loose those blues. pain. And what's forgiveness? It's all fun with broken glass. Forgiveness, it's all fun with broken glass, with broken glass, with broken glass.
And the name of that song, Sir Paul?
Fun with Broken Glass.
Fun with Broken Glass. And that was the answer to my question when I managed to get backstage with all the Pauls.
So what do you think?
Well, I'll give you my interpretation first. I like the first line, it's great that you're still with us.
Mm-hmm.
Made me think, that sort of... for a second, it might seem like I wasn't, and then I would be.
Right.
You know? But it did definitely sound like, there would... that in order to get there, my faith would be tested. My faith would be tested. There would be difficult... There would be some difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be willing to have some fun with a broken glass. So what did you think, Paul?
I don't know. I mean, I think in general the song has a fairly optimistic tone to it. Optimistic while damaged at the same time is the idea. Sort of about having fun with what you got or what's left. So I think it's pretty inclusive in that way. I mean, I think it actually looks good for you.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's good to know.
And I agree with what you said about the first line. I mean, right there it's inclusive.
Yeah.
You're still with us.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's how Radio 8 Ball works. Here on the Polio 8 Ball. Not to be confused with the Polio 8 Ball, which is no fun. Yes, we're here with Paul Plagans on the Radio 8 Ball. The number is 867-5267. It's been a strangely slow night. It makes me think that we are in a ghost town. Olympia, the ghost town. But this isn't Olympia, really, because Radio 8 Ball broadcasts to the whole world via the internet. So I don't know why people aren't calling in yet, but I'm sure they will be once they realize that their window of opportunity to commune with the Oracle, as represented by the music of Paul Plagans, is swiftly closing. And we'll get like 12 calls in the last 5 minutes, people all wanting to get their questions answered, and I'll say to them, ha, 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 you missed your chance when it was there, and now is your chance to call 867-5267-360 867-KAOS and ask your question. So, Paul. You were on Radio 8 Ball once before, by yourself or just with Scott?
No, I've never been on Radio 8 Ball.
You've never been on Radio 8 Ball.
I've been on Chaos.
Yes, many times.
In general.
Free Things Are Cool, probably.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think maybe the Shrug...
Shrug Fest. Yeah. Ever been on Jenny Jenkins' Boo?
No.
No?
But that sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. It is fun.
Because it's with Jenny Jenkins.
Yes.
Do you have a question, Tammy? Or you already asked?
So, Tammy is like Prince in the studio there. She doesn't want you to address her. Mm. Don't even look at her. What's that noise? That buzzing sound. That's Tammy buzzing, you saying.
I can't speak even if I am aggressive because my microphone buzzes when I turn it
on. Oh, well, we'll have to figure that out.
I'm going to give this back to Paul.
I had to figure that out. Anyway, so, Paul...
Maybe Merwin has a question.
No, it's okay. We'll get a question. And I mean, okay. We don't want to force anyone. In the second hour, we have the option of actually having a discussion. And Paul, I know you have a lot of big ideas about a lot of things.
Yes.
What's the latest controversy on the opium list?
I try to stay out of those things these days. I can't remember what the latest one.
What's the last one that you got embroiled in? That you had a burr up your butt about?
That I had to throw my two cents in.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Actually, what the last one would be about. It's been fairly, not uncontroversial, not traumatic.
Yeah.
These days.
Well.
Yes. I think the last thing I did was just. Oh no! Yes, no, it's true. I think I did offend someone, which I like to do sometimes. You know, on opium, because I had a little rant going about being an atheist, and someone didn't like that.
Rant being you were ranting against atheists?
No,
you were ranting about being an atheist.
Yes.
And what was it? What was it that you said that offended people?
I think at the moment I was just sort of upset of the. You know, evangelical Christian.
You can't hear my voice.
Wait, hold on. We have a caller, but let's finish. Wait, let's finish what you were saying.
I'm just in general not happy with the direction of, you know, the country with the, you know, evangelical Christians sort of seem like they're running anything. And I know lots of people of faith complain that they're not...
they're misrepresented.
They're misrepresented, yes, and ignored, and I feel that way kind of about being an atheist. I feel like that's more the thing. You bring that up, and people are like, "Ooh, you know." So,
okay. Well, let's see what this caller has to. Caller, hello. Are you there? Are they there? Did we lose them? Yeah. Okay. Well, try calling back. Caller, if you wanted to ask your question for the Radio 8 Ball. So you've been pissing off the Christians on the opium list, the fundamentalist.
I don't think there's many of those on the list, but I think I did offend someone, yes.
Someone who, you didn't say anything like, you know, people who believe in God are sissies.
No, not at all.
Nothing
and,
like
and,
that.
And even when I use the word atheist, I'm kind of agnostic, more just.
You just say atheist like to piss people off.
Sure.
You're like one of those people who says, you know, says audacious things like, "I hate the Beatles," just to get a rise out of people.
No, Scott Taylor says that. Yes, but I know what you're talking about. That sort of that prickliness, and I can't deny that I have some of it. You know.
You certainly can't deny it in this company.
That's right.
Any more than I can.
You and I, we go way back. Right.
Yes.
You're a man of many opinions.
I am a man of multiple prickles. And no stranger to controversy. And now we do have a caller, and let's bring them on the air. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh.
Hello. What's your handle?
This is Timmy.
Timmy. Okay, Timmy. Do you have a question for the Radio 8 Ball?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
The west side.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what's your question?
My question is, will this program that a friend of mine wants to start that helps people on meth get off of meth, but by using medicinal marijuana, will it be in like a hotline where they can call up and such? Will that be a success?
Okay. And would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3?
Oh, 2.
Okay. Now, Paul Plagans is going to play his song number 2 on his list. And then when he comes back, we can help you. When the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out the answer, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Stay on the line.
Okay, here we go.
Someday you're gonna find me hanging from the ceiling with my eyes bulging out. You'll scream and then you'll wonder what could you have done to make me feel so bad. You'll regret all the mean, awful things you said about me. You'll forget what a cold, effing jerk I used to be. I'll make a wonderful dead guy for only death has a way of forgiving souls of the damned. I know that you really can't stand me, and though you don't understand me, you will when I'm gone. Breaking your heart, when I buy the farm we can finally make a new start. Forgiving the souls of the damned.
Interesting. The name of that song was what, Paul?
Wonderful Dead Guy.
Wonderful Dead Guy. And that was the answer to the question about the program to use medical marijuana to get people off of meth. And what was your handle again, Carr?
This is Timmy.
So.
Hello.
These guys are having a good time. So, what, Paul, you wrote the song. What did make you think as far as that question? And we try and answer the question really from the standpoint of like what it would mean to us if we were asking that question, more than trying to tell them what it means to them because we don't know.
Right. Well, whoever that was on the phone there, the other guy, it is true. What he said, that rings true to a certain extent because, you know, when that's what the song's about. When you're dead, all is cured, you know. All the pain is gone and all the problems and everything and whatever the disease might be. But it doesn't look good, just the idea of wonderful dead guy and something being dead in the water to me. So I don't know. I'm not sure. To me, I'm not sure if the idea of medical marijuana to help cure methamphetamine use is necessarily a good idea. It seems the best thing to cure methamphetamine use is to not use anything at all, would be my take.
Yeah. And, yeah, I guess, yeah, and I did, there definitely did seem to be something, you know, it was like the death card, you know.
Hello?
It was like the death card.
Right.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, my friend Tim was on, so I wanted to comment again on what he just said there. I have testimonial friends who have gotten off of meth by using marijuana because the marijuana curbs their addiction while they're coming down off of using meth. Sometimes if they smoke a bowl while they're having an idea of thinking of using meth, they might smoke that marijuana and forget of using it. And also when they're going through the pain and suffering of coming down, marijuana copes that pain and suffering at the same time. Also allow them to eat to get nourishment that their body has lost from the actual meth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why it wouldn't work.
Well, I would say that I think using marijuana instead of using meth is a better thing, absolutely. But then you wouldn't want to be dependent on the marijuana as well.
Well, marijuana is an actual natural herb. Meth is not. They don't have anything for people who are coming down off of meth. The only thing they have them is programs and people that someone don't give a half-ass about them.
Yeah? You there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, obviously there's, I mean, the show is more about asking the questions, you know, the answer you get from the eight ball.
Yeah,
but
I
appreciate the debate.
We're going off on it. Yeah, we're having medical marijuana debate.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. You know, we understand it's all good. But, you know, when life has always allowed something that has positive to it, they outcast it. If it's not positive, they don't really outcast it. They just put a certain limitation on it.
Right.
I know lots of people, though, unfortunately, whose lives are have been pretty well destroyed by marijuana. It's
well, like
possible.
How they get destroyed by marijuana?
Do we really want to go into this conversation?
Actually,
now,
we can go on another time. But I'm gonna sign off with this one. As far as the guy who's doing music, very lovely job on the music because the music comes from the soul.
Thank you.
And him saying that he might be an atheist, I'm sorry that he has to walk around life knowing that there's no place to go. When there is a guy who walked this earth showing him that there is a place to go if he believes. So I feel sad for him on that, but I love his music. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the sentiment. It's a nice one.
And
hello?
You're listening to Radio 8 Ball, and looks like we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What is your handle?
Rocky.
Rocky. Well, Rocky, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Olympia.
Mm-hmm. And what is your question for the Radio 8 Ball?
My question is, will the Cooper Point Journal ever stop sucking?
Okay, and would you turn, when we come back and help you answer the question, you got to turn your stereo down because we're getting a little bit of a feedback. That was songs number 2 and 6, right? I mean, 2 and 3, sorry. That have been picked. So, would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 2 nor 3? As far as
how about
your
7?
7. 7 is the answer to the question: when will this Cooper Point Journal stop sucking?
Yeah. From, or will it?
Or will it?
Yeah.
And this is Rocky's question. So here comes your answer. When it's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means.
Right.
Okay. Here we go.
Honey, do you remember how you told me that you wanted me, you kissed me, and you dissed me, and left with my heart in your hand? Baby, let me remind you how you hurt me. It's a shame the way you flirted and deserted, then left with my heart. But let's hear some pleading, and we'll see what we can do. Sweetheart, it's so pathetic now to see you on your knees while I'm debating or just waiting to leave with your heart in my hand. Yes, flattery is lovely, and sorry is too. But after some begging, we'll see what we can do. Sweetheart, so pathetic now to see you on your knees while I'm debating, just waiting to leave with your heart in my hand.
What was the name of that song?
Heart in Hand.
And that was the answer to Rocky's question, will the Cooper Point Journal ever stop sucking? Rocky, you there?
Yep.
So turn down your radio, please.
Turn on the radio. Oh, is it down enough now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and so would you like to give us your interpretation, or should we give you ours first and then let you go last?
It sounds like it'll continue to suck, most
yeah.
likely, and be a pathetic newspaper.
I'm curious about what makes you, why, you know, what in particular part you think is the, you know, the part that's particularly sucking bad for you right now.
Okay. Do you want to give your interpretation first, or should...
Well, Paul, let's hear yours.
It's generally a negative connotation. I kind of agree with what she said, that it sounds like we'll just continue sucking. The only positive thing I can think of is the song is about revenge, and maybe it means that if you take some kind of revenge upon them and take matters into your own hands, maybe, they've been leaving with your heart in their hand, and maybe you should take their heart in your hand. So, revenge. Lovely thing.
Revenge.
So, what was the particular thing?
Well, I've just noticed that it's kind of hard to take an article seriously when it's full of, crappy analysis, bad writing, bad, grammar, their copy editor, if they even have one, sucks.
Is there an article that was written about you?
No, there absolutely wasn't.
Okay.
I was just very disappointed to pick up the CPJ over the past couple years and notice that it just isn't much of a paper at all. It's sort of like I love the idea of an open paper where anybody can write, but they should have, some sort of support system of people to go back to the writers and, have less juvenile writing going on.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed your answer.
All right.
Radio 8 Ball.
Thanks
for calling.
Bye.
The song is about revenge, and the person in the song has lots of venom in them, and it sounds like she does too. So maybe, she really does not like them.
Yeah.
And this particular article or the articles in general. So,
Yeah.
Revenge can be an ugly thing, but sometimes necessary.
And with that, let me tell you that you are listening to the Radio 8 Ball here with Paul Plagans. We've got another half hour left with Paul. Probably another three or four questions we could get in and answers. We're attracting... Paul, you attract as much trouble as I attract.
You think so?
Well, no.
That's saying a lot.
You attract more trouble than most of our guests.
Well, you mean just... Yes.
Just here. You know, it looks like you almost got in a fight over God and drugs in the same...
I know. Well, you know, I can be a prickly person, and my songs are a bit prickly.
Yeah. Do you have any other prickly...
Sure, I made sure there was a few prickly ones in the list.
Things, anything else? What was... That was song number what, by the way?
That was 7.
Song 7. Okay.
But you know, I put a couple positive songs in there. A few. You got one.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I'm still not sure if I want to go to the Paul McCartney show.
Really?
I don't know. Paying for tickets. They're so expensive, the tickets.
How much are they?
Probably like $80, something like that, or $100, you know, and...
I thought you were going in Portland.
I was, but I'm leaning against it.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I like Paul McCartney a lot. More than most people.
Right.
And, I don't know about the tickets. Anyway, it looks like we've got a caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air. What's your handle?
Please call me Bob.
Our good friend Bob. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from downtown Olympia.
Oh. You're up from downtown Hades.
Yes, I'm up in the second circle now.
So,
the Terran world.
What is your question for Radio 8 Ball, Bob?
Well, my question for the Radio 8 Ball is whether or not demons should eat garlic.
Should demons eat garlic? Okay, pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 2, 3, or 7.
8.
Okay. Paul, will you play song number 8?
Number 8. Okay. Just changing my harmonicas here. Alrighty.
I've got a picture upon my wall. I take it down and put it up again. It's always staring in my direction every time that I come walking in. The conversation always gets ugly, and I end up doing something I regret. But I'm not crazy, it's complicated. I only want what I can never get. Condoleezza. Condoleezza. I met a girl just this last weekend. I really didn't have that much to say. She made me breakfast. We had some coffee. Played old records and I ran away. 'Cause I couldn't stand it. And I don't want to get you off my mind. 'Cause thank you.
Someday I'd like to save up my money and take a rocket ship to see the moon. I wouldn't pack much, I'd just enjoy it. Pretend it's cheese like in an old cartoon. But if I decided that I really loved it and I just had to find a way to stay, I wouldn't blow it, no, not this time. Oh, I'd make sure I found a way to stay. Calm the leaves off. Calm the leaves off.
What was the name of that song?
Condoleezza.
Condoleezza.
My headphones keep going in and out a bit or something. I don't know.
Okay. Do we still have the call? Oh, Bob.
Yeah.
That was the answer to your question. Should demons eat garlic?
Okay.
And so we can have you answer first, or you know, we can give our interpretations.
Okay, well, here's what I was thinking. They kept repeating the name of this woman, Condoleezza, and you think it's because I should really stick with eating peppers, so not so much eating garlic, and moon cheese too. Maybe I can eat moon cheese too, because the song talks about moon cheese.
I see. What did you think, Paul? By the way, Paul, meet Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
If I believed in exorcism, I would say that you needed one, if possible. But,
thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome, Bob. I think the answer to the question would be that it really doesn't matter if a demon eats garlic or not, because they're demons and they can do what they want and they're fairly powerful. And this song, the name of this song reminds me of this woman who's probably a demon, although it's not specifically about her, but it is her name, and she's a demon. She's in control of a lot of things, and I don't think it matters if she eats garlic or not. She'll still be a demon, and she'll still be in control of a lot of things.
Well, yeah, I have to defer to the wisdom of the songwriter on that one. So, Bob, you feel good about your answer?
I guess I'll try to go with that, you know. Thanks a lot for the wisdom. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, good luck not getting your soul eaten.
And you are listening to Radio 8 Ball, where souls get eaten every day, but not by us. And I'm here with Paul Plagans.
Do I, as an agnostic / atheist, am I particularly vulnerable to getting my soul eaten? Do you think, Andras?
I don't know. I guess it depends.
Because I'm unconcerned with getting my soul eaten, I wonder if that makes me more...
It's one of those things, if it's, you know, is the soul eater that you believe in more dangerous than the soul eater you don't believe in? It's interesting, yeah. While we're on that topic, you know, when I was down in Los Angeles, I met this actor... named Nicholas Wirth, and I was telling him about the Radio 8 Ball, and he said, he was an older actor, and he said, you should be careful with oracles, because they can be used as a tool of the defeated one. I was like, the defeated one? You know, what are you talking about? Like, when Samuel raised Saul, he spoke to the witch of Ector. She claimed she represented an oracle, but it was not Saul to which Samuel spoke. He basically said that God hates oracles. He said that. He said that to me. God hates oracles because they can be a tool of the devil. It made me worry for a little while, but I'm not worried. I'm not worried because I don't want to hold against anyone they've been defeated. I'm all for I'm with the defeated. I've been defeated so many times. I might even be considered a, you know, not really the defeated one, but one of those who have been defeated occasionally.
And it would seem for those who adhere to the concept of God, why wouldn't the oracle be part of God?
That's what I think.
How could something be separate from God anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the whole duet. What's that clicking?
Oh, that's me. It's my pick.
You're just fiddling around.
Fiddling about.
The number here is 867-5267-360, 867-KAOS. You can always interrupt our conversation on controversial topics by calling in and asking your question. It looks like we have a question, or at least a caller, and let's bring him on the air. Hello, caller. What's your handle?
Chris,
and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from East Side Street, but look, Andras, this guy in L.A., I think he could be completely legit.
Yeah? You think
I can't think of any instance where I've heard of an oracle described as some sort of, like, force of good. It's always, like, it always falls on the dark side of, the darkometer between dark and light.
You listen to this show, right?
Of course. I'm your biggest fan.
Right. So we always represent the oracle as good.
Well, you invented the oracle, the pop oracle. I mean, come on. Of course you're going to say it's good. But
same people.
About historically.
Yeah.
You're saying that the idea of an oracle just cannot be good.
No, I'm not saying it cannot be. I'm saying, like, I can't think of, and you can prove me wrong through, you know, some sort of, like, well, I remember in that certain Socrates play. But normally, you know, the oracle, isn't that like the oracle at Delphi?
Yeah.
They held people over poisonous gases and they saw visions and stuff. But it's not good.
Well, you never know. They call them poisonous gases now. And say holding now, but at the time it was just like a back rub and some hash smoke. Anyway, do you have a question, Chris?
Sure. How many songs do you have left?
Enough. Four. We have, right, Andras?
Yeah, 2, 3, 7, and 8 have been chosen. So you have 1, 4, 5,
okay,
and 6.
Okay, here's the question. Has this search gone on long enough?
Has this search gone on long enough? Wait, what number song do you like to pick?
2.
No, we already picked 2. 2, 3, 7, and 8 have been chosen. So 1, 4, 5, or 6.
6.
Okay. Here comes song number 6 from Paul Plagans. When the song's over, we'll help you figure out what it means.
Okay, thanks.
Here it comes.
Just getting ready here. New harmonica and new capo. There we go.
You might be a little better than the rest. I wouldn't know, I'd only second guess. You might give me something I could really use, like an asterisk or two-tone rubber shoes. Oh, let's take the freeway to the stars. Try and get there in this beat-up, lovesick car. And if I bought you all the things you didn't like, would you lock them up or tie them to a kite? Once upon a time I never had a doubt that the truth tellers would surely be found out. Oh, let's take a freeway to the stars. Try and get there in this beat-up, lovesick car. And if they took down all the power lines one night, would the animals all wake up in a fright? Once upon a time I never had a doubt that the truth tellers would surely be found out.
Oh, can we take that freeway to the stars? We'll try and get there in this beat-up lovesick car. Stars. Try and get there in this beat-up lovesick car. And I've got a monogrammed edition for the yacht, twice as big and twice as loud as what you got. So don't you worry about the mess that Mama made. It's kind of sticky, but it's only lemonade. Oh, let's take a freeway to the stars. I think we'll get there in this beat-up lovesick car.
And the name of that song?
Lovesick Car.
Lovesick Car.
Car.
You there?
I repeated two lines.
That's the way it happens. That's
something happened.
Maybe they're important lines. Well, and caller, what was your handle again?
Chris.
So the question was, how long should the search continue, or how long?
Yeah. And do you want to take the first one, or do you want me to come back at the end?
If you have something that you really want to share, but we can.
I think that it said. The search is over, but the search is never ends, right? Because that beat-up, lovesick car just seems like, you know, every stone unturned, every turn unstoned, no stone unturned. Anyway.
Okay.
The one thing that kept coming back was that the truth tellers will be revealed. What was that? Was that the line?
That's the line I accidentally said twice.
Yep.
Yes.
So that's what I, like, Andres, I think that you're my thing I look forward to all week long. But that Oracle thing, I gotta say, I think it's kind of bullshit.
The truth tellers will surely be found out.
Yeah, you're found out.
Yeah, you think so?
I think your own Oracle revealed you.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, there's no doubt about that, but that's what I think that's the power of the Oracle.
But do you think it's like, is there a certain element of hokum in it?
No, I don't. Actually, I think that this is, isn't actually, that's one of the things that I enjoy about it, is it's actually pretty free of hokum.
But you were saying this guy in L.A. told you that, like, watch out for oracles, beware.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this drunk guy calls in. He's like, you know, I think that guy was right. And then the song number six turned out to be like the guy, the truth tellers,
mm-hmm.
e.g. Oracle, will be found out. And then, boom, it's right back on you, Andres.
Yeah. No,
And I've never logged on to your hate site or whatever that is. No. You know, I hate AndresJones.com because I love Andres Jones, but. Got to tell you.
Oh, there's no doubt that I will be revealed, you know.
You're revealed.
Yeah,
you're making it up.
Well, no, but I'm not. This is randomly happening. So the truth teller is being revealed by the Oracle, and that's the power of the Oracle. And I think that's what I would get out of it, is that, you know, yes, the truth tellers, because how can you talk, you know, it's funny, I mean, this is how I think, is that pretty much anything you can speak isn't really the whole truth. Because, you know, life is all about paradox and contradiction. And so, yeah, the truth, anyone who claims to be telling the truth is leaving out the truth that can't be spoken. So they're always going to be they're always going to be revealed for the, you know, we will always be revealed for the charlatans we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and in that revelation, we see what kind of charlatans we are. Are we charlatans who are continuing to learn and who are students, or are we charlatans who claim to have the final answer.
You know? Did you ever watch that movie, Deconstructing Harriet, the Woody Allen
movie? Oh, I love it. It's my favorite.
He's talking to his therapist, and he realizes that he gets to make the story up for the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all your callers are doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
They get to choose the details to include, the details not to include.
Yeah. I think it's most, actually, to me, I think, even though that this interaction is really powerful, I think that the really interesting thing is for people who listen and may not even call, but listening to the whole show from the standpoint of seeing what questions of yours come up and get answered in the interplay between the callers and the questions. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's what your training. That's where your training comes in, Andras.
Yeah.
You're always thinking about, like, what could come up, or, like, the ironies or paradoxes of life, and you got to be ready for it.
Oh, yeah. That's what this is. This is Radio 8 Ball for me, is training for reacting to life.
Let's get back to the question. And the song.
So, yes.
There seemed to be something in the song that it was something passed down from parents. Mm-hmm. I think in the song, is the musician in the studio?
Yeah.
Isn't there some line about the mother teaches you something?
No, don't you worry about the mess that Mama made. It's kind of sticky, but it's only lemonade.
That's what I was thinking. Because isn't your dad like a psychotherapist or something?
Mine? My dad was, yeah.
And so, like, is this whole mess, this sticky thing that got passed down to you and you just can't, it's like quicksand you can't get out of, or what's the deal?
It's interesting. This show is, the light is so firmly focusing on me throughout the show. I don't know. I don't know about that. I wouldn't think of it that way. I wouldn't look at it as quicksand. I wouldn't look at it as more as the loving embrace of destiny.
I think you're looking at specific lines in the song, where I think the overall message in the song is that, yes, the search should continue, absolutely. The idea of the song is like you're trying to get to the stars, and you're not in something that NASA built. You're in a beat-up, lovesick car, but you're still trying to get to the stars, which is completely futile, maybe, but the point is you're still doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the search should still go on.
That's what I got.
And also, the line about the truth-tellers will be surely found out, it's not the liars will be found out, it's the truth-tellers will. It's a paradox. And actually, I have to credit Oscar Wilde with that line. Not me, I lifted it. And I think his exact wording was, those who tell the truth will surely be found out, which is a paradox.
That's great.
And it's like, and so I have to come into the defense of Andras Jones here. Imagine that, mm-hmm. Andras, and say that he's obviously he's a clever man, Oscar Wilde, but even those who tell the truth will be ridiculed for telling the truth, because so much of what we believe in society and the construction of our civilization is based on lies. So.
That's great. But where does the guy in L.A. figure in? Because he was warning you. Was he warning you that you'll be ridiculed, or that, you know, that...
I thought about it a lot, but, you know, what I think is just that, you know, I think that there is... I'm not worried about the defeated one or the devil, but I do think that when you're putting yourself out there here on a show like this, and especially when you're dealing with people's lives, there is an element of power involved and wanting to use it wisely and being careful to, like... keep your own, you know, for me as an what it made me question for a while was think about how I could be more conscious of the ways that I am using Radio 8 Ball for, you know, not for the good. Yeah, for whatever. keep the...
Did you read Miss Lonely Hearts?
Yes, I have read Miss Lonely Hearts.
Man.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're just exhausted with the caller, so you're like, oh, I'm tired of, like, trying to think of an answer, so I recommend suicide?
No, I never do.
You've never come to that level?
But actually, we need to wrap this call up, because we're right up at the end of the hour. So.
All right.
But thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This has been a very, very informative call.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye. And, Yeah, you're listening to Radio 8 Ball. I'm sorry to the caller who's been trying to get through. You'll have to call back. That's why what I say happens. People need to call early in the show. But, Paul.
Yeah.
We're here at the end. What do you think about your Radio 8 Ball experience? This has been definitely an interesting show.
Yes, it has. I liked it.
Not the usual Radio 8 Ball show, but then there isn't really a usual Radio 8 Ball show. That's what's so great about this format. Do you have any shows that you have coming up you want to tell people about?
I don't really have any shows at the moment.
You getting blacklisted?
Yeah, for, you know, things I say on opium, you know?
He's talking about the opium list.
The opium list, yes.
Paul doesn't do any drugs.
No, opium. I do play in a duet that does a lot of cover songs, and we are going to play at a bar in Lacey called Pints and Quarts on Saturday. No, actually, and I think I might be playing actually Halloween at Water Street Cafe.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Well, thanks a lot for being on the air. We really appreciate having you here, and hope you can come back again sometime.
Thanks,
maybe
Andres.
You and Scott.
Yeah.
The Popsicles. Tammy, you have anything you want to shout out before we go?
Oh,
we can hear you.
It was an interesting show, especially the God / horror thing. But I wish I had jumped in because I thought that was kind of fascinating. But maybe next week.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks a lot, Paul Plagans. Safe travels.
Thanks.
And thanks to all of you who called in. You can always check out Radio 8 Ball online at radio8ball.com, where you can get your questions answered 24/7. We'll be back next Tuesday from 6 to 8. Don't know who the musical guests will be, but I'm sure they'll be great, or we'll have something else to do. And good night.